think he has something in mind about evangelizing the poor and particularly watching out for the people who are on the streets.
That is Monsignor Paul Burkhart, pastor at Our Lady of Victory Basilica in Lackawanna. Monsignor Burkhart is pleased this Latin American cardinal was selected to lead the world's Catholics. He says he's a man who has been close to the people, a man who took the bus to work while living in Argentina.
And I thought he was a stroke of genius on his part to begin his talk with the people in St. Peter's Square by asking them to pray for him. I think he knows in humility how much he needs those prayers of the Universal Church in order to do the job he has in front of him. And so I think the church should take up the invitation that he gave them. Let's pray for him and hope that he has a wonderful, lengthy, and a very successful pontificate.
At Blessed Sacrament Church on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, Reverend Paul Bossy is pleased the new pope was selected from a third world country. Father Bossy also points to the new pope's sense of humility.
He asked this whole crowd of 100,000 just to be silent, and they were silent, you know, and they prayed silently for this new pope. And he asked for their blessings. He asked for their prayers. I think it shows his humility.
Father Bossy says he believes the Pope's selection of his name Francis will be a symbol of his future leadership and notes many Catholics devoted to St. Francis will relate to that message.
The whole prayer of St. Francis is a beautiful hymn that teaches us how to be loving, how to be caring for others, always to be willing to serve others. And Francis was like that. You know, He, if we see anyone who wanted to model Christ, it was St. Francis. So I think that's a huge statement for the world.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Where there's despair.